sin, you who are godly should gently and humbly help that person back into the right path, and be careful not to fall into the same temptation yourself. Carry each other's burdens, and in this way, you will fulfill the law of Christ. If you think you are too important to help someone, you are only fooling yourself. You are not that important. Pay careful attention to your work, for then you will get the satisfaction of a job well done, and you won't need to compare yourself to anyone else. For each other should carry their own load.
Well, it has been an honor to be here with you last week, this week, and next week. And just so you know, I'm also venturing out and trying children's messages. I don't do those back at my church. And I always tease Troy that I would not do them here because I would always show him up if I did one. It'd be way better than his. So I never wanted to do them here. But you've all learned that's not true, but that's okay. I did forget to tell the children one thing, though, that this is not a good way to get my attention. So if you noticed in the children's message, sweet little girl was trying desperately to get my attention. But as I tell classes at my church when I teach Bible studies, if you have a question, this is not going to work. You'll get really, your arm's going to get really, really tired before I notice. So I always remind people that. But, you know, that's okay. We forget. So I do have that cool dog, but you get distracted by the fact that it's a cool dog and not always remember that I'm not going to be good at seeing your hand in the air. So that's okay. One thing at a time. So as we get started today, let me pray, and then we'll jump into this passage, this great passage from the Word. God, we thank you for this time together. We thank you for the opportunity to worship, to sing, to enjoy the amazing worship that we're being led in this morning by the choir. We thank you for the gifted people who give so much, for Joel and all those who serve in the choir in this ministry, the music ministry of this church. We thank you for that opportunity that we have today to enjoy that. Thank you for this opportunity in your Word that we get to study and learn together and grow together. Ask your Spirit to guide us and direct us. In your name we pray. Amen. When I was 15, I learned a valuable lesson from my grandfather. He taught me that one of the most important things to learn in life is to learn to accept help from others. And at first, I thought he was telling me this because of my disability, but as he explained, I realized it was from his own life's experience as a Christian. He said, one of the hardest things to do is accept help from others. And as he grew older, as he reached a certain age, he realized that's really necessary sometimes to accept help from others. See, my grandfather at that point was 77 years old. He lived decades as a Christian. He'd grown up in the Presbyterian Church, had been a leader in the Presbyterian Church since he was in his 20s, had been married for many decades, been an engineer, had been a farmer, and had always been involved in serving his community, serving in his church, helping others. He was very good at that. And he told me helping others, even when it meant sacrificing yourself, that became natural to him. That was easy for him. He said, but as he grew older, he had to learn to accept help from others. That was a very difficult thing for him. And especially as he got into his senior years and having to accept help for things you used to be able to do that you couldn't do anymore, that became very difficult for him. And he just struggled with that. But he said that was one of the best lessons that God ever taught him, is when you accept help from others, it's amazing the blessing that begins to flow both ways, from the person who's helping and the person who's receiving the help. And he pointed me to this passage. Galatians 6, 1 through 5. This passage teaches us the reality of what the Bible says about how we are to be connected to each other, one anothering each other. We're to be the church. We're to be the church, the body of Christ, connected together, helping each other, giving and accepting help, and how that makes us an incredible, incredible connected reality, an interdependent body of believers. See, our culture teaches us two things. For generations, Americans have been independent, rugged individualism, do it myself, pull myself up by my own bootstraps. That's an American ideal that we have valued for centuries, but it's not biblical. That's not wrong, but it's not really what the Bible teaches. Nowadays, there's a struggle in our culture because a lot of us are realizing the culture's changing into a dependency, a culture of entitlements, a culture of dependency. That's also not in the Bible. That's not a biblical worldview either. What the Bible teaches is interdependence. There's a balance between the two extremes. We're neither independent nor dependent. We work together, we one another each other, to be interdependent, connected, helping each other, accepting and giving help. That's what this passage teaches today. The reality of how we are to live in an interdependent, connected community of believers. If you notice this great passage, we're empowered by the Holy Spirit. We just got done with that passage last week. Empowered by the Holy Spirit, we are to be the church. It starts out how to do that in verse 1. We're to give and accept help. That's what verse 1 tells us. If you notice that verse, it says, brothers and sisters, so he's talking to us Christians, brothers and sisters, if one of you is caught in a sin, you should restore that person. You should help that person. If a person is overcome by that sin, you should help them back onto the right path. And be careful while you're doing that. Now, notice a couple of those elements there. First of all, he's assuming that even though we're Christians, we're still going to sin. That's the reality, what we talked about last week. Sometimes we follow the sin nature, and the sin nature leads us into a downward spiral, into a sin. When we are overcome by a sin, how should we respond to each other? What does that passage say? Verse 1, Paul's very clear about this. We're to be involved with each other enough that we are willing to help each other. And notice the way we're to help each other with gentleness and humility. See, he's confronting the default human setting. See, when we react out of our humanness, when someone around us sins, when a brother or sister in the church, when someone sins, we tend to react one of two ways that are not good. We react, one, with a lot of anger and condemnation because that person has hurt us or hurt others. That person has done something wrong, and we get kind of angry about that, and we condemn the person. We treat them cruelly, harshly, sometimes without even understanding what we're doing. We condemn someone. We treat them horribly, without kindness, without compassion. That extreme is wrong as well. That extreme is not a good direction to go. Or we go to the other extreme where we just kind of ignore it. You know, the opposite of love is not hatred. The opposite of love is apathy. And so we just get apathetic and we let someone just wallow in that sin. We don't do anything. We don't love them. We don't reach out to them. We just kind of ignore it. Sometimes we shun them. Sometimes we try to pretend it's not there or pretend the sin's not there or it didn't happen. And we just don't do anything. We just go passive. Either extreme is not healthy for us. That verse tells us we are to take an initiative or to take the intentional action of helping them back onto the right path. Helping them back onto the right path. That word in Greek, that little phrase in Greek, is just one word. And the word is restore in the NIV. It actually means to set a broken bone. To set a broken bone. So when someone is injured, when you break your arm, we don't go to those two extremes. We don't just get angry and start breaking more of your bones because we're upset with you breaking your arm. That would be ridiculous. But at the same time, we don't ignore it and just put a Band-Aid on it and rub some dirt on it and pretend it's going to be healing. No, we set the bone. We carefully put something around it to support it, and we allow the body to knit it back into shape, and we make sure it's immobilized to get some rest, and we set the broken bone. That's what we're called to do for those who sin in our church family as well. We're to gently and humbly, that's important, help them back onto the right path. And Paul says, oh, by the way, while you're doing that, be careful you don't fall into the same sin. That's part of the humility, understanding that but for the grace of God, there goes you as well. The reality is each one of us is prone and vulnerable to sin. And just because we didn't fall in that particular area doesn't mean we're not going to or not vulnerable in some other area. So Paul says, make sure you understand that you're not to be self-righteous when doing this. You're to be humble and gentle and remembering to be careful you don't fall into that same sin. So Paul says, you got to be engaged in helping each other. You got to offer the help. And then as the person who is recovering from the sin, you got to accept the help. You got to let people reach out and help you. Verse 2 continues this trend. He says, carry one another's burdens, thus fulfilling the law of Christ. Now, as we study that verse, it's important to understand the word burden there. In the Greek, that means a big, heavy object. And a lot of times that word represents a rock. A big, that's just why I have a rock in front of the podium right now. It represents a big, heavy boulder, a big, heavy rock that one person could not carry. That's the point. You can't carry this by yourself. This is a burden. Now, it may be related to verse 1. Maybe it's a sin struggle that you're recovering from as you walk through the repentance process. Maybe it's a sin problem you're recovering from, and you can't do that on your own. That's what our recovery ministries are about, or recovering from addictions, or I've worked with many couples recovering from various traumas to their marriages and families. That could refer to that. Or it could just mean any sort of burden. An ailment, an illness, a cancer, a financial situation, a work, a job loss. It could be anything that's too big for you. It's just too big for you to carry by yourself. You need others to help carry that with you. and we're to be those who come alongside and provide that help. And when we come alongside and carry one another's burdens, do you notice what we do at the end of verse 2? You fulfill the law of Christ. Some of you are going, what's the law of Christ? What is that? I thought we were under grace in the new covenant. Well, we are, but Jesus had, remember, two big commandments that he gave us? The greatest commandment is to love God with all your heart, mind, soul, strength. And the second is like it, to love your neighbor as yourself. When we carry one another's burdens, we fulfill the law of Christ. We love one another. That's obvious. We're helping each other. We love one another. We're accepting the help. You're not only allowing someone to help you, you're allowing them to love you. And that's fulfilling that commandment. Or you're offering the help to carry someone's burden, to carry that rock for them. And that's a loving thing to do. But as we do that, we're also fulfilling that vertical command to love God. By loving each other, we're loving God at the same time. By accepting the help that someone's offering you to carry that burden, that is an amazing way to love God as well. Because you're allowing them to obey God and serve God by serving and loving you. And that's an amazing reality to let someone do that. This has been an important part of my life as I've gone through various medical things. I've had a lot of volunteers from my church who have been my drivers to appointments. When I've had my episodes with cancer and way back to my eye surgeries, I couldn't do it by myself. That was a burden that was far greater than I could handle. I couldn't drive myself to doctor's appointments. I couldn't do that. I couldn't get the public transportation either. So I had to ask for help. And early on, that was a hard thing for me to do, was to make calls to people and ask them to give of their time and drive me to Stockton or Sacramento. That was difficult. But when I did it, amazing things started to happen. As I spent time with those volunteers, I realized they were helping me on a physical level where I was, you know, they were giving me a ride and helping me go to doctors and various appointments. But I was helping them on kind of a spiritual level, an emotional level. We got into conversations about their family, their marriage, their faith, the Bible. They got the joy of sort of being trapped in a car with me and able to talk about whatever they wanted. And they enjoyed that. Unbeknownst to me, some of them kind of planned it intentionally. You know, I got an hour and a half with Brian. I got these questions he's going to have to answer. And they had fun with that. And I had fun with that. And all of a sudden I realized, wait, I wasn't just this dependent person begging them for rides. There was an interdependency developing where we were able to one another each other. Yes, they helped me to doctor's appointments, but I helped them with some spiritual questions or some struggles in their lives. And all of a sudden great friendships are coming out of that. And years later, some of those folks have become close friends. That's the way it works. We're to one another each other, help carry each other's burdens. The key is to know what's a burden and know how to ask for help. And even more importantly, how to accept help. How to accept help. Well, that continues verses 3-5. Paul, in his great Paulness, he has a little bit of humor there for you in verse 3. He reminds you to keep perspectives and to keep responsibilities. Keep personal perspectives and personal responsibilities in mind. As you get to verse 3, he says, if you think yourself too good to help someone else, basically he says, get over yourself. Get out of your own head and realize that this is the way it's supposed to work. We're supposed to offer help to each other and accept help from each other. And if you think you're too good for that, you got another think coming. And the reality is you need to work on that. Verse 4, you're to work very hard on your own areas, making sure you're doing a good job. This is the area of personal responsibility. And verse 5 kind of brings that home. Each one should carry their own load. Now, wait a minute. Didn't we just talk about helping each other and carrying each other's burdens? And all of a sudden, verses 4 and 5 seem to be the opposite. Personal responsibility and carry your own load. And, well, it's important to know the word load there in verse 5. It's a Greek word that means backpack, backpack. A soldier's backpack is what that meant. A backpack that carried all the gear one soldier would need, all his personal gear, and his share of his platoon's gear, his share of his group gear. That's what a personal backpack was. Weighed 60 to 70 pounds, and they were able to carry that by themselves. That was their personal responsibility, to carry that backpack. That was their job, to take care of their own personal responsibilities. So when Paul says that in verses 4 and 5, he says there's certain things that you need to take care of, personal responsibility, and you can carry your own load. That's the idea that you don't become dependent on someone. You're willing to do what you can do. And then when you reach that point that it's beyond you and you realize, wait, this is a boulder, not a backpack, that's when you call in for help. That's the reality of what the scripture teaches us. There's a balance. We're to be taking care of our own responsibilities when we can do so. And then when it's beyond us, we're to call for help and ask for help. this is a balance for us as well. When you give help, you need to make sure you're not taking someone's backpack, making sure they are responsible for their own actions. This is a tough one for me every now and then, as I have people who want to, you know, help me to eat or help me to take out my trash or things like that. I can do those things. I'm pretty good at eating by now, as most of you can tell by my girth at this point in my life. I got the eating thing down, so I'm good at that. I don't need any help with that. But when it comes to bigger things that are beyond me, I need help. The reality is knowing the difference. And I as an individual and us as a church community, knowing the difference of how to help each other and when to help each other and when to accept the help. Paul calls us to one another, each other, and empowered by the Holy Spirit, we can be the church by carrying each other's burdens, helping each other that way, and by, at times, reminding each other that we need to carry our own load, being reminded that our personal responsibility sometimes means we got to trust God to provide all we need to carry that load, our personal responsibilities, whatever that may be. So today, as you reflect on this, I urge you to look at those questions at the bottom there. Who are you helping? Who are you reaching out to and offering help? That's something we Christians do fairly normally, fairly naturally. The second part is harder, though. Who's helping you? Who are you allowing to help you? That can be an amazing blessing. When you allow someone to help you, you're allowing them to love you and love God, to serve you and to serve God. And that can be an amazing reality as well. And then where are you in this balance? Are you too independent or too dependent? And the reality is the Bible teaches us the middle ground, the balance, the interdependence of believers together living this life in community. Would you pray with me? God, I pray that you would allow your Holy Spirit to guide each of us as we think through our lives. Are we offering help to others? Are we willing to help others? Lord, are we willing to accept help, willing to allow others to help us? Help us, Lord, to know when, to know what to work on and where to get better. Lord, help us to know the difference between a backpack and a boulder, to know what is our personal responsibility and where we need to step up and take care of things, and when it's too big for just us and we need to reach out to others. Spirit, would you guide us and direct us and help us to know the difference? Lord, just as we grow older, as we grow closer to each other, I pray that you would remind us this is the way a Christian community is built, by one anothering each other and being connected to each other in the body of Christ. Spirit, guide and direct our thoughts, and we commit all this to you. In your name we pray. Amen.